Mutual presents Arch Obler's Plays. The Mutual Broadcasting System has the pleasure of presenting the fourth broadcast of a special 26-week series of plays by radio playwright Arch Obler. In this series, we hope to bring you dramas full of the excitement and the meaning of plays, told in relation to the expanding world in which we live. The play will be introduced by Arch Obler.
Tonight, not because I know anything about it, but as a sort of a mutual investigation into a most delightful subject, may we discuss the subject of...
I love you.
Yes, an excursion into the subject of love.
Love. The dictionary has many definitions for it.
Love. Pronounced love. Meaning a strong, complex emotion or feeling, causing one to crave the presence or possession of the object.
Yeah, I know. Craving. Craving the possession of, well, like in the moon pictures.
What do you think?
I don't think.
I bet you're thinking now.
Pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
Yes.
It's warm for this time of year for Casablanca.
It could be warmer.
Look, why don't you find yourself some nice young guy with them orange blossoms in his teeth?
Do I have to say it?
Why not?
I love you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll see you later.
Okay, I'll be in my room. If you want me.
Yeah. I know.
Love. Pronounced love. Meaning the yearning of the soul toward what is regarded as good from any point of view.
I know just what you mean, the yearning of the soul. I listen to it every morning while I wash the dishes.
And so your neck, too, will be a clean neck, a wholesome neck. A neck which will make all your neighbors say...
How I wish I had a neck like Mrs. Jones. Maybe I, too, should use corrosive silk plates.
And now, we bring you today's episode of Plain Jane, the girl who might have been you. Yesterday, as you remember, Plain Jane discovered that Mark Pemberton, the motion picture producer, really was not Mark Pemberton at all, but George Metcalf, a promoter who was wanted by the FBI. Heartbroken, Plain Jane Adams left the DA's office, her fondest dream shattered against the rock of harsh reality.
Jane, are you crying?
Yes.
Jane, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, Mother, leave me alone.
I'm older than you are, and there are certain things which I simply must tell you.
Tell me how I can get Mark Pemberton back again.
Jane, I'm surprised at you. A grown girl.
A grown girl. That's it. Grown, but a child. Have I ever had...
But Jane, there is time.
There is no time. Love is now. Oh, Mother, last night as I walked home, I looked at the stars. And they were talking to me saying, Jane, live. Live now. Live to the fullest. Oh, Mother, Mother, leave me alone. Please go and leave me alone.
All right, if that's what you want.
Oh, Mark, you shouldn't have. You shouldn't have. I'll be so lonely, lonely, lonely. The hours and the days and the weeks. Into months, and years, and decades. Will you ever come back to me, my love? only love.
Will Mark Pemberton return to Jane? Or is she doomed to an eternity of yearning for the love which, like Quicksilver, cannot be grasped? Tune in tomorrow for our next episode of this great story, Plain Jane.
Definition. Love. Pronounced love. The sublimest and holiest spiritual affection.
Sublimest and holiest. Yes, of course, as in a play. Untouched by reality. The playwright's dream, the actor's simulation. All suspended in the chalice of the theater.
Cyrano de Bergerac. It is the third act. Cyrano, he of the ugly nose, has been mortally wounded by his enemies. He comes to visit the lovely Roxanne, whom he has silently loved these many years.
Oh, Cyrano, after 14 years, late for the first time.
Yes. Yes, unhappily my delay was caused by...
By what?
A visitor, most unexpected.
Unexpected? And tiresome, I suppose?
Yes, unexpected. Although he was a very old acquaintance.
You sent him away?
For the time being, yes. I said, excuse me, this is Saturday. I have a previous engagement, one I cannot miss even for you. Come back an hour from now.
Well, your friend will have to wait. I shall not let you go till dark.
Perhaps a little before dark, I must go.
Cyrano. You think...
No, it's nothing truly.
But...
My old wound, sometimes...
Oh, my poor friend.
It's nothing. It'll soon be gone. It is gone.
We all have our old wounds. I have mine. Here. An old letter.
His letter. Will you let me read it?
Read his letter? After all these years?
Yes, I do wish to read it. Today.
All right. Here.
Farewell, Roxanne. Because today I die.
The way you read.
I know that it will be today, my own dearly beloved. And my heart still so heavy with love I have not told. And I die without telling you. No more shall my eyes drink the sight of you like wine. Never more with a look that is a kiss. Follow the sweet grace of you.
Oh, you read it, his letter.
I remember now the way you have of pushing back a lock of hair with one hand from your forehead. And my heart cries out.
His letter. And you read it.
Cries out and keeps crying. Farewell, my dear. My dearest.
How can you read it now? It is dark. How can you read it?
Roxanne.
It was you. Not he who wrote me, but you.
No, Roxanne, no.
It was you.
I swear.
I understand everything now. The letters, that was you.
No.
And the dear foolish words, that was you.
I never loved you.
Oh, yes, yes, you loved me. Why were you silent for so many years? Why do you break that silence now, today?
Why? Because... I shall read you the day's news. An hour or so before dinner, Monsieur de Bergerac died, foully murdered.
Oh, my poor Cyrano. What's they done to you?
Struck down by the sword of a hero, let me fall. No, don't go away. I may not still be here when you return.
Oh, you shall not die. I love you.
No, that's not in the story. Remember when Beauty said, I love you to the beast? That was a fairy prince. His ugliness changed and dissolved like magic. But you see, I am still the same.
And I have done this to you. All my fault. My little...
You. I would never have known womanhood and its sweetness, but for you. My mother did not love to look at me. I never had a sister. I feared the mistress with a mockery behind her smile. But you, because of you, I've had one friend.
One friend? Oh, my love. My love.
Definition. Love. Pronounced love. Love is to be in a state of perpetual anesthesia.
Anesthesia. Let me see. Yeah, I think I know what you mean. Being in love is like, well, being under an ether in an operation. Hey, there's a song in that. Do you mind if I steal it? Listen.
There's lubricant, chloroform, that's while I sleep in gas. But just one glance from you, my dear, and I go under fast. There's V2 bombs and rockets. There's dynamite and... there's dynamite and glass. But just one touch of your soft lips, and I go under fast. Oh, you've got me under your skin.
Hey, wait a minute. That's Cole Porter.
Well, how do you like that? You can't trust nobody.
Definition. Love. Pronounced love. Love is the occupation of an idle man.
Brother, I know just what you mean. There I was in Paris at last, and I had an 8-hour pass in which to be, like you say, idle. I beg your pardon. Is this the Champs-Élysées?
Oui, c'est le Champs-Élysées.
Well, he means yes, so okay. I'm on the Champs-Élysées. Would you, parlez-vous, like to take a walk?
Je regrette, je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
Nothing tells me you're telling me you can't talk English.
Je regrette, je ne comprends pas l'anglais.
Oh, you're so pretty. Why the heck didn't I study French in high school?
Ce que vous dites doit être très drôle.
Yeah. Look, baby, I only got 8 hours and I haven't seen a girl in 6 months and it's Paris. And we're the liberators, like it says in the handbook. So will you sit on this bench and listen to me?
Je ne comprends pas.
Sit on this bench. Squattez-vous.
Oh, vous voulez que je m'assoie avec vous? Très bien, très bien.
The baby. All right, now. My name is Joe Smith, and I'm a sergeant, which is a very important rank in the United States Army, rating practically next to a colonel. And the fact of the matter is, if not for me, Paris would still be in the Heine's hands because I planned the whole campaign, including Normandy. And I'm what you call a hero, only I left my medals on the other suit, so will you please take a little walk with me in the park?
Qu'est-ce que vous dites?
Look, baby, I only got an 8-hour pass. I haven't got a minute's time to waste. Love. Do you know what love is? It's spring. The birds. Don't you get it? I love you. I adore you. Amour. Amour. Oh, nuts.
Amour.
You got it, baby. You got it. Look, beautiful. I only got an 8-hour pass and it's 15 minutes gone already, so will you concentrate? You and me, together. France and America. International goodwill, it says in the handbook. Amour. 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 Oh, criminy, don't sit there just looking at me. I only got an 8-hour pass, and it's 18 minutes gone. And... don't you get it? Kiss. Yeah, like this.
Pour que comprenez-vous? À m'embrasser comme ça? Est-ce qu'il faut que j'embrasse tous les Américains en France? Allez-vous-en, mon petit garçon, allez-vous-en.
Okay. I know what that means in any language. Me, I only got an 8-hour pass, and I got no time to waste. Bonjour, amour. Thank you.
definition. Love. Pronounced, you know. Love is the amusement of the busy man.
Hello, hello, operator. Why don't you stay on the line and attend to business? Get me Park 6432. Yes, Park 6432. And don't forget my Washington call. Inefficiency, inefficiency. Hello, hello, get me Mr. Cameron. Mr. Cameron? Oh, don't argue with me. He's expecting my call. Oh, this is me? Wrong number? Oh, I see. I beg your pardon. I... Oh, you're really very kind. Oh, yes, you are. Here I bother you with the wrong number, and you are kind. Yes, I know how it is. Listen, do you mind if I'm presumptuous and tell you that your voice... Are you from the theater? No, I'm serious. Has anyone told you that you have a lovely speaking voice? Oh, yes, you have. Oh, yes, you have. No, I'm just another businessman. Well, now, it's amazing how attractive a man can be to a voice. I certainly do wish we had television already. I mean, by the telephone, so to speak. Are you really? Well, there's nothing like being comfortable. There you are, comfortable as a Harry. And here I am, stuck in this old office. Yes. What's your favorite drink? Well, what do you know? That's mine, too. You know, I owe you a drink. Oh, yes, I do. After the way I bothered you with the wrong number, what do you say I buy you that drink? Well, what do you say about this afternoon? Oh, come ahead. Now, listen, I'm a judge of character, and I know that just from your voice, oh, come on. Well, there's really no reason you shouldn't. What's that, operator? My Washington call? Certainly. Hello, miss, I really have to go now. Business call, Washington. If you ever need some corrugated boxes, just give me a ring. Yes. Hello, operator, put that Washington call through. Well, what are you waiting for, the traffic light?
Definition. Love. Pronounced as usual. A term used in some games to signify that one side has nothing and the other side has won a certain number of games.
That one side has nothing and the other side has won a certain number of games. I know what you mean.
We haven't gesiegt. We haven't gesiegt. Nach Moskau. Ja, ja. I heard it over the wireless. Our armies have entered Moskau. Oh, unser geliebter Führer. How I love him. Such triumph. Did you see the beautiful thing Tan sent me from Poland? A tablecloth. Such beautiful lace work. And the children's clothes. Who cares? Ich frage nicht woher. That Hansi takes what you want. Oh, yes. Today I got a letter from the Labor Bureau. They are sending me two strong Slovakian girls to help me on the farm. No. All I pay is the license fee and then they are mine. Oh, they'll work all right. If they want to eat, they'll work. Der geliebte Führer. How I love him. What a wonderful life he's giving us. The Führer has said it. We will make of all Europe a workhouse. And so our fatherland will be a playground. Oh, that Adolf. How I love him. How I love him.
Yes. But when the other side has won a certain number of games.
Wirklich, ich spreche die Wahrheit. I tell you the truth, mein Herr. I love only peace and freedom. As the wife of Hans Müller, who fought in this war only because they made him do it, I speak from my heart when I say that I welcome you, not as conquerors, but as liberators. That Hitler, I spit on his grave. Now we are free from him and his Nazis. We in this village were never Nazis. We are Germans. The girls sick in my barn? No. No, they were not slaves. I was hiding them from the SS. I'm a German, not a Nazi. I love only peace. I ask only to be understood and to be given justice. A Nazi? Who? Me?
Definition. Love. Pronounced exactly the same. To have a predilection or tendency to thrive in a certain place, atmosphere, and so forth.
To have a predilection or tendency to thrive in a certain atmosphere. Yes. I met that lover at a bar last night. A very expensive bar.
Have a drink, friend. Have a drink. Joe, another double scotch out of my private bottle.
Coming up, Mr. Ryland.
You've arrived at the most interesting point of my conversation. I was just telling these other gentlemen and club members that it is my firm belief, and I proved it fairly successfully, if I do say so, that every human action must be based upon the fundamental. When it comes to liquor, a mixed drink must be based upon the fundamental good liquor. When it comes to investments, real estate, if the basis of the investment is fundamentally sound...
Here's your drink, sir.
Oh, thank you, Joe. Thank you. Fundamental. San Francisco. Those security conference delegates better pay attention to their fundamentals, or they'll all be taken for a little ride, and I don't mean by cable car. Hello there, Clarkson. Going to be at the dividend meeting? Fine, fine. Now then, what was I talking about? Oh, yes, fundamentals. The fundamental issue being overlooked, to my way of thinking, in this entire matter of post-war planning, is that employment and unemployment are two commodities. It's all very well to talk about a chicken in every plastic pot, but I'd like, in fact, if you'll pardon the expression, I'd love to have someone tell me how in the devil we are going to get any place if the fundamental principles of the labor pool is overlooked. Yes, sir. I say the only way that prosperity can thrive, real prosperity, is always to have a big pool of unemployed to draw. That keeps everything in reason. As long as there's a few millions unemployed wandering around, it keeps everything in reason. That's the proper atmosphere for a good return. In fact, gentlemen, it's a fundamental. Oh, Joe, another double scotch out of my private bottle.
Our final definition. Love. Always pronounced love. Definition. The affection growing out of the mutuality of taste and interest and long association of husband and wife.
Home. In a few moments, I'll be home. Any bands at the station. I'm too late for the bands. Thank heaven for that.
Colonel James Carroll, DSC, returned home from the wars this morning.
Will the papers say that?
The colonel was formerly with Barton and Company investment counselors.
Investment counselors? What counsel have you for yourself, Colonel? You've been sitting in this railroad car for 12 hours and you've got that cold, frightened feeling inside you as if you were going into battle. Helen, that's crazy, isn't it? I'm coming home to you. I've wanted that for 3 years. Why should I feel this way?
Dear Jim, my job is terribly exciting.
Your job?
And incidentally, very profitable.
Profitable?
Dear Jim, my job is...
Your job. That's it, Helen. For 3 years, you've held the reins. But you want to give them up now. You've learned to do without me. Make a living without me. What about now?
We'll meet you at the station. All my love.
Will you say you love me because I'm so weary, and in your kindness you'll remember all the years of my loneliness?
Goodbye, Jim. Win the war and hurry back to me.
When I went away, you said that. But I didn't hurry back. I couldn't hurry back. I want you so very much, but...
Your orders, Colonel. Your orders, Colonel.
I couldn't hurry back.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Jim.
No, it's not your first words I'm afraid of, Helen. It's the look in your face. What will I see there?
Honey, in a few moments you'll be home.
Arriving 10 a.m. Central Station. Hope you can meet me.
Jim, for 3 years I've waited for that wire. And it's in my hand now. And I'm at the station. My face. Mirror. I look frightened. Why should I be frightened?
Honolulu, Sydney, Chongqing, Bombay, Iran, Cairo, Tripoli, Alexandria, Naples.
We've been so many places, Jim. All the places we once were going to go together.
Today I flew over the top of the world. Tomorrow I'll be aboard a destroyer headed to my new post. Yesterday by jeep and camel.
3 years of travel, excitement, such eventful years. Oh, Jim, will you want this now? Our street, our house, our little life.
Hope you can meet me.
Will you want me? I'm older, Jim. In my letters, I tried to make them full and exciting. But they've been hard years. Yes, I'm older, Jim.
Older, Helen. Older.
Track
older.
Train! Track train!
Oh, Jim, it's the train.
Track train!
I'm afraid. Darling, darling.
Let me look at you.
Oh, no. The people.
The devil with the people. 3 years I've waited to hold you like this for 3 years.
Oh, Jim. You're so thin.
You're so beautiful. Just as beautiful.
Jim, I love you more.
Do you? Do you really?
Yes. Yes. Oh, hurry, Jim. Away from here.
You're late. Your job.
Job? Who cares about that? Jim, were you afraid to come back? I mean... After all these years, to just this.
Helen, I'm home. To work. To be with you. I love you. What was there to be afraid of?
Yes. What was there to be afraid of?
I've just heard Arch Oboler's original play, Love, Love, Love. The original musical score was composed and conducted by David Raxon. The cast, in the order of their appearance, were Raymond Lawrence, Bruce Elliott, Kathy Lewis, Trudy Marson, Loreen Tuttle, Jane Morgan, Carlton Young, Irene Tedrow, Betty Rubin, Nanette Ballon, Lou Merrill, Lisa Golm, Joseph Granby, Frank Martin, and Roseanne Murray. Carlton Young is featured in the forthcoming Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer production, Thrill of a Romance. Next week, we will bring you Mr. Oboler's original play, Holiday 1940X, a drama which tells the story of an American family on the first passenger ship, post-war, headed for Europe. This will be the fifth in a special series of plays written, produced, and directed for the Mutual Broadcasting System by Arch Oboler. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.